let's get started. This is the very first ever inaugural As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry as a radio show. You know, I always explain that whenever I try to explain what As Goes Wisconsin is, I was like, you know, it's kind of like The Daily Show, but for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And now, As Goes Wisconsin is a daily show. So welcome. Welcome to everyone who is listening to us on the radio. Welcome to everyone who is listening to us on the live stream. And also, if you are watching on the As Goes Wisconsin YouTube page, Facebook page, Twitter, because we are live streaming the actual video on all three of those channels. And so, for today, I am your host, Kristen Bry. And joining me on my first ever show is Brian Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Glorious.
Glorious. And then
in excitement is palpable.
In the big producer's chair, we have Sam Butson.
Good afternoon. I'm just honored to be here with you, Kristen.
So excited to have you in my captain's chair as we navigate what this is going to look like for 2 hours a day.
Every day.
I mean, you know, you think about what I originally did with As Goes Wisconsin, which was, you know, maybe 60-second TikToks, which I got to do 120 of those now.
Yeah.
I basically got 120 TikToks.
Easy peasy.
Every day.
Don't worry. It's only content every day, 2 hours a day, forever.
Literally, as I was leaving today to get ready for the show, my fiance was like, it's like you're having a baby today. I go, yeah, and then I have to do it every single day.
Well, luckily, it's less painful than having a baby, from what I understand.
Yeah, this part's fun, but... So just a quick, I want to get into how everyone's 4th of July was and how this was a little bit of a weird 4th of July, but just know that this show is going to be funny. It's going to try to be funny as we break down the news of Wisconsin and how national headlines affect Wisconsin, but using guest co-hosts and interviews and games and trivia. We're actually going to have some trivia in the second hour. With so many talks of guns, I kind of wanted to do a little trivia on how much any of us know about Wisconsin gun laws and how, you know, who gets to hold a weapon, who doesn't, how many people in Wisconsin are holding a weapon, you know, all of those things. But moving forward, getting into it, weird July 4th.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to go and celebrate Independence Day when a lot of people's independence was kind of taken away from them, like, within the week beforehand.
Yeah, you know, I was prepping for the show, so I didn't... No, regardless, even if I had not felt dampered, I probably would have been prepping for the show anyways. I didn't do any, there was no sparklers, there was no grilling out for me yesterday. But, you know, it feels kind of like, considering at least in the most of Wisconsin, we had a lot of rain. So it felt, I think for some of us, we could say it felt a little appropriate that... God cried on America's birthday this year.
Not the only one that did, that's for sure.
From what I understand, you know you've reached maturity when you look outside and you see the rain and you go, we needed that. That's what I know.
Yeah, so you know, there was protests, like Roe v. Wade abortion rights protests all over the place. All the fireworks across Wisconsin were canceled. And I don't know. It made me start thinking about what does it actually mean to be patriotic? Because I think a lot of times you'll hear one of the most patriotic things you can do is protest, and that we are, you know, marching to make a more perfect union. But in reality, I looked it up of what the actual definition of patriotism is. And it said, having or expressing devotion to and vigorous support for one's country.
Okay.
And I don't know if I'm totally there at the moment. And so, I mean, there's the things that I love about our country, I think, has been the march towards... The ability to march and make changes towards more freedoms, more rights for all the people who didn't have them when the country first started.
Well, that's one of the first things they added when they were like, oh, we made a mistake. We haven't enumerated all the rights yet. That's the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights.
Yeah. And so that's what I have always loved about our country. And these last couple of weeks especially have felt like that's not happening. And our ability to even do that and continue to change it is going to be harder and harder to do with the Supreme Court as it is. with gerrymandering as it is.
It's hard to be, well, when you're, it used to be that we had different ways to sit on a chair, and but we both agreed that there was a chair. And now we're trying to figure out how to sit in the chair, and other people are saying there is no chair. And that's hard to go and start making things better with.
Yeah. So I don't know. What do you still love? How do you feel patriotic? Do you feel patriotic right now?
I feel patriotic. It's hard because it's a very addictive drug. It's so great when you finally fully, it's like getting into a team and seeing that they're winning. Like you ever watch the World Cup?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't,
coming up this year.
Yeah.
Weirdly, in the fall, because speaking of corruption.
Yeah, speaking of
the
corruption.
World Cup, needs
the
to
World
be
Cup?
In Qatar, but we can't do it in the summer because it's real hot there.
Yes. Also, there's, you know, political wonderful things. But the World Cup is just a wonderful, not really great national organization. Anyway, the point is that when you're watching it, I've never been more of a fan of soccer than when the U.S. is in the World Cup and I'm just screaming at the TV. Oh, my friend and I were down on all fours. I'm a Cubs fan. I've shaved off all the hair in my body except for a C, and I never felt as into it as when I was watching the USA, you know, World Cup, and they might do something decent. Finally, not just the women doing something, but the guys could actually maybe earn the money they're making more than. No, I got you. Please. I realize the statement I'm making as I'm making it, and that's why I continue to make it, because again, what wonderful things we do for our country to go and bleed out for our country. But my point is, it's an addictive drug, and it's wonderful and great, and it can inspire you to do things that are beyond what, like, we stayed up, we woke up at 4 a.m. to watch this wonderful match on the other side of the world, and it's just a ball going into a net. Who cares?
But is that patriotism?
It's us all doing it together. You've just read the definition of patriotism. And for me, it's, you know, pulling for your country, all of us together on the same. So when it works, when it's all of us together, I don't care. I know when you come upon a national anthem type of thing and everybody's all, you know, misty eyed and staring off into space, it looks just like you walk into church. Stand, sit, kneel, we're all doing some sort of But together, that whole togetherness and being patriotic that way, where everybody's on the same page, even if it is cheesy and stupid, just really, really works.
Well, what's interesting is exactly what you said right there. So it's the coming together part, right?
Yes.
And so and that piggybacks onto what I said as far as what makes me feel patriotic is the ability to improve. And it's largely been in times when there's been an outside villain, you know, whether it was a war or the Depression or these areas that like forced people to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those were the times where it actually felt like there was more progress, when it was like the outside thing that we needed to defeat.
Yeah.
'Cause right now it just feels like we're trying to beat each other up.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a lot easier to go buy war bonds when you're like, oh my God, Hitler's going to destroy all of us. And it's, than it is, you know, now when it's, well, we need the oil executives to make some more money. So can we send our, like, go USA, send troops in to kill everyone. Like, it's hard to be patriotic when it's things like the Vietnam War, but it's easy to be patriotic when it's things like World War II. But again, it's patriotic with wars. Why is it always with wars? Can we be patriotic when we, I don't know, send all the aid over to Africa and help people live more and better? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Does make great news.
Most of our patriotism is linked towards some sort of war-like.
Well, we've also spent, what, 75 or 80% of the years that we've been a country, we've been in some kind of war or some kind of conflict.
We are a warrior society. Even when you're, you know, fighting cancer, you're still fighting cancer, and you're going to win a battle against cancer. Literally all of our stuff is a narrative of how we beat something or we conquered something. Everything. You conquered the morning. You got here. You overcame.
Win the day.
Yeah. You won the day. You overcame breakfast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I don't love our country. I do love our country. I don't want to live anywhere else but here, even in the face of all of this. But it was one of the first. Maybe it was because I was reflecting in general. I was like, all right, what am I going to talk about for 2 hours on the radio tomorrow? And that it was not as reflexive to just go to a barbecue, have fun, wear red, white, and blue, enjoy whatever fireworks that were happening. But it felt a little like on the heels of 2.5 weeks of Supreme Court hearings that felt detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best word? I don't know. That and I want to in the next segment, because it felt like every day for the last couple of weeks it was a new, and the Supreme Court has ruled this. And then the next day, the Supreme Court has ruled this. And so I spent some time yesterday collecting all of the major decisions. So in one punch, we can say this is what it was. This is what we think it could mean in Wisconsin. I'm not a legal expert, so if anyone has ideas of what this actually, if you want to correct me when I think what I think this means for Wisconsin. But yeah, just to, you know, refresh everyone's memory in one full punch of what can't happen in a 2.5 week span.
Wow, a multivitamin of madness. This is great.
Yeah. And so, but I just want to remind people of how we got to the court that we have.
That's a fun
before
journey.
We go to break. Because I think this is something that I always try to remember, that like, just because I consume a lot of news, that not everyone consumes that much news. And so this might be repetitive for some people, but just as we remember that in 2016, Merrick Garland got a seat stolen from him because Mitch McConnell just refused to have any kind of hearing in an election year. And then the following 4 years, we got the only three justices in American history appointed by a president who lost the popular vote and were confirmed by a block of senators who represent less than half of the country.
Yeah.
Those are three. And there's a fourth, because Roberts was also appointed by a president who had not won the popular vote when George Bush appointed him after his first term.
Great.
Or during his first term. So that sets the table for the court that has come down with all these decisions that we're going to talk about in the next right after the break. But this is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry on our very first show.